Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther, Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak ben Esther, Rabbi David ben Shukrala. They should all have bracha batzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeihem. We're basing this in the Sefer Dibe'er in Parshas Acharei Mos in Madura Tinyana from page Resh Yudches V'advarim Niflaim Ad Limaod. It says in Perak Yudches Pasuk Zayin, Ervas Avicha Ve'ervas Imcha Lo Sigale Imcha Hi Lo Sigale Ervasa. The erva of your father, the nakedness of your father, and the nakedness of your mother you should not reveal. She is your mother. Do not reveal her nakedness. That's Pasuk Zayin. Rashi explains on the Pasuk, on the words, Ervas Avicha, Zo Eshes Avicha. When it says Ervas Avicha, not to have forbidden relations, but the nakedness of your father, this is a reference, according to Rashi, to your father's wife. O eina ella kimashva o, or maybe it's kipshuto, that it's your father himself. The pasuk is forbidding one to have physical intimate relations with one's father. Ne'amar kan erbas avicha, ne'amar lahalan, it says in Parshas Kedoshim erbas avicha gila, ma'lahalan eshes avi, v'avkan eshes avi. It says erbas avicha here, and it says erbas avicha later on. And there, in that context in Kedoshim, you see that it's talking about your father's wife, Eishes Aviv. So to hear, it's also talking about Eishes Aviv. So writes Rashi on the Pasuk later, Yadalid, Ervas Achi Avicha Lo Sikaleh El Ishto Lo Sikrav Dodas Chahi. The nakedness of your father's brother you shouldn't reveal. Don't come close to his wife, she's your aunt. Rashi explains, the pasuk is saying, "Azoi, umahi ervaso el ishtalo sikrav." What's the erva of your father's brother? Not to be close to his wife. In other words, the iser in the pasuk of your father is your father's wife. The iser in the pasuk of your uncle is your uncle's wife. The Ramban here already asks on Rashi that we've seen the Sugin Sanhedrin 54a, that's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. But the Rabbanan argue with him, and they hold that these psukim are talking about one's father and one's uncle mamish, not their wives, but they themselves. And therefore one is over twice. One is not allowed to have relations with any man, and there's an additional issur if it's an uncle or a father. And azoi mepaskin, we paskin like the Chachamim. And then we have a huge kasha on Rashi. Why did Rashi explain these psukim? Shaloki Hilchisa. You can't say that Rashi went Shaloki Hilchisa because he was going for the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra would seem to be that it's talking about one's father and one's uncle Kipshuto. Ervas Avicha. Rashi seems to be going Shaloka Pshuto when he says Zoeshis Avicha. So not only is Rashi Loka Pshuto, but Rashi is not Lo La Halacha. Yadvarim Pluim. Look in the Re'aim, look in the Gur Aryeh, Ve'adayin Tzarech Iyon. We also have to understand what the Re'aim asked, the Mizrahi, and what Rashi writes, and Rabbi Yehuda in the Sugin Sanhedrin, to learn from Ervas Avicha and Parshas Kedoshim that it's referring to Eishes Avicha. Why did Rashi have to go all the way to Parshas Kedoshim to prove this point, that it's talking about Eishes Avicha? Look in the next pasuk, in pasuk Ches. It says, Ervas Eishes Avicha lo sigale. Ervas Avicha hi. Givaldik. The erva of your father's wife you shouldn't reveal. Because this is the nakedness, this is the erva of your father. So we see from this pasuk that Eishes Avicha is called Ervas Avicha. And therefore, what it says in Pasuk Zayin, Ervas Avicha, is also going to be Eishes Avicha. Just like Rashi went all the way down to Parshas Kedoshim to prove that Ervas Avicha means Ervas Eishes Avicha. Rashi could have just gone to the next pasuk. And the next pasuk it says, Ervas Eishes Avicha Lo Sigalei. Ervas Avicha. So you see that Ervas Avicha is Taka Ervas Eishes Avicha. So Lama Hebi Mimerchak Lachmo. Why did Rashi have to go so far, all the way to Kedoshim, when he could have just gone to the next pasuk to prove the very same point? In Kedoshim it says, "V'ishasher yenafis, v'ishasher yishkav es eishes aviv, ervas aviv kilas." We see that ervas aviv is ervas eishes aviv. But Peseder, we also see that in the next pasuk. So you don't have to go so far. You don't have to go so far afield. We also have to understand what Rashi writes in Pasuk Ches, Pasuk we just quoted. Ervas Eishes Avicha Lo Sigalei. Ervas Avicha, he Rashi says, what's Ervas Eishes Avicha? L'rabos Achar Misa. So this is Rabbi Yehuda and Sanhedrin, and this is Rashi al Torah, that it's coming to be Marbe Ervas Avicha. It's coming to be Marbe L'Achar Misa. Because when the father is still alive, we have Pasuk Zayin. Eishes Aviv is going to be usher when the father is still alive from Pasuk Zayin. So what's Pasuk Ches coming to teach us when it says Ervas Eishes Avicha? L'Achar Misa. Now the question is, where do you see in this pasuk that it's talking more L'Achar Misa than Pasuk Zayin? Alright, Pasuk Zayin says the same thing. Pasuk Zayin says, Ervas Avicha, etc. Lo Sigalei. And there we say it's talking about Eishes Avicha. And that we say it's talking about while he's still alive. And here it says, Ervas Eishes Avicha Lo Sigalei, we say it's talking about L'Achar Misa, after the father's death. How do you see that Pasuk Ches is talking more L'Achar Misa than Pasuk Zayin? Another question. The end of our Pasuk Zayin, it says, Imcha hi lo segal ervasa, ervas avicha ve'ervas imcha lo segalei. Imcha hi lo segal ervasa. She's your mother. Don't reveal her nakedness. L'chaira. Very, very schwer. Because the pasuk began asering ervas avicha and ervas imecha, and then we're explaining why. You know why? Because imcha hi, she's your mother. Very difficult to understand. The pasuk started and said, don't be Megala the erev of your father and your mother, and it concludes by saying she's your mother. What about your father? How does that explain your father? It's explaining why shouldn't be Megala the erev of your mother, because she's your mother. This is really bad. What about the fact that he's your father? But we forgot about the father. In the middle of the pasuk, all of a sudden we just moved on to something else. We forgot that we started talking about father. We got to mother, and then father just slipped our minds. Chas shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah. Things don't slip his mind. So the Ramban was already meramis to this kasha. You can see what the Ramban says, but we want to know with Rashi, how's Rashi going to learn this pasuk? Now there's a big difference between what it says here in the erva of your mother and what it says legabe shara arayis, except the erva of your kala. But with respect to most of the arayis, the pasuk open, for example, ervas eishes avicha lo sigale. And then it concludes, ervas avicha hi. And so too, by achoscha, basbincha, ervas basbincha, basbitcha lo sigale ervas, and kirvascha heina. It says, because these are your ervas. But here, afterwards it says, Imchahi. She's your mother. Why do we say it twice? What are we adding when we say, Ervas Imcha lo sigale imcha hi? She's your mother. The lo sigale ervas we have elsewhere. But what's this imcha hi? We don't say ervas achoscha lo sigale achoscha hi. We don't say ervas basbincha lo sigale basbincha hi. But here, by mother, we say imcha hi. So once we have the ervas imcha lo sigale, what does the imcha he add? It's quite obvious she's imcha. That's what it says at the beginning of the pasuk. Okay. We can explain as follows. Bipshuto, the yisod of the yisur of arayis, is like the yisod of the yisur of machalas asuros. You have the forbidden food. And then you have the maisa isser of eating this forbidden food. And so too with arayis and other isurei bia, there's the woman who's usser, and then there's the maisa that's usser to do with her, which is the bia, and that's the gilui erva. And that's what it says here in the whole parasha, l'dugma, ervas eishes avicha lo sigale. It's telling you that ervas eishes avicha is the davar aser. And this davar aser, don't do this maisa, lo sigale es erva. Don't do this maisa eser of bia. However, there's an additional element here. And that is that in every Maisa Bia, besides the Maisa Bia itself, through this Bia is created a constant relationship of the Boel with the Nivelis, and between the man and the woman. Bia is not just fly by the night. Bia creates a relationship, a concrete relationship, that's constant. Shtait and Soita, Gimel Amud Beis. Vikshura bo kekelev, like a dog is connected to his owner. You see, the dog is always running after, always being davuk to his owner, always clinging to his owner. In the same way, when there's an aver of arayis, there's this relationship between the bold and avelis that now they're connected. She's connected to him. And there's a makor naman for this in the Mishnah Yevamos Samach Tes Samed Beis Legabe Achilas Bas Koyin B'Truma. She eats when she has a son from a kohen, and she doesn't eat when she has beer with a kohen. The Mishnah says, "The nimtza gadol koicho shel ben anoylad lo mikoyen mishel of koyen shebo aleh b'lo nasa." So greater is the koach of the son who is born from her from a kohen than the father who had a beer with her and didn't marry her. So it's difficult to, because the son gives her, enables her to eat shum, and the father doesn't, the man doesn't. And it's difficult to understand. What does this have to do with the koach shel of? The point here is that the son is machil and bia is not machil. The point is the son versus the bia. Son is machil, bia is not machil. And it's even more difficult. A son, after he dies and there's no more son, she stops eating truma. So mehechitesi, she's going to eat out the koach of the father after there's no more bia. If the whole word of the son is only when the son is alive, so it's pashit that she can't eat because of the man. Because then when the bia is over, the bia is over, then when she can't eat anymore. Just like when the son dies. So it's pashit that she couldn't eat out the father. So from this we see that through this bia, there's a yachas between her and the kohen who had bia with her. And since her eating when she has a son from the kohen is because through this she has a relationship to the father, the kohen, she now, because of this child, is eating truma. And even if the son can't eat truma, she's still going to be eating truma. That's because it created, this child created a relationship between her and this kohen. Therefore, the Mishnah says that gadol kocho shel, greater is the koach of the relationship to the father that was created because of the son than the father. In other words, the relationship to the father is the boel with the nevelis. That's the kocho shelav, that's the relationship to the father. We're comparing the relationship to the father through the son and the relationship to the father through the father himself, through the man himself. That's pshat in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah is telling us that the reason she can eat when she has a son and not after bia is because the relationship that was created when she had bia with the man is stronger, when she had a son is stronger than the relationship that was created when she had bia with a man. And therefore we say Nimtza gadol kocho shel ben hanolad lamikoyin mishel av koyin shebo aleh b'lo nasa. The koch of the ben that created this relationship between her and the koyin is stronger than the relationship that was created with the father himself, with the man himself. It's interesting, in Ksubis, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, is a famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that Bias Akum is Kabias Behema. So Pshat there, without getting into it, is not copy the Maisa Bia, but rather copy the Yachas of Baal and Avelis. There's no real Yachas Bein Akum Li Yisrael. And therefore, if they have a child, the kid doesn't even relate to the father. And this Yisod answers a number of kashas. But that's the Yisod. The Yisod is that we're dealing here with relationship, that Bia creates a certain type of relationship. And therefore you would think that even though the Bia is over and they're finished, she can still eat truma. We said when the son dies, she's no longer eating truma. When the Bia is finished, she can eat truma. Why? Because the relationship continues. That Bia created a certain relationship. When the son died, the relationship is over. The Bia created a certain relationship that lasts forever, and Mimele, you would think that she can eat truma. Kamash Malan, that she can't. So according to this, it would appear that if by other arayas the ikar is the iser is only because of the maisa bi itself with one's mother, we add an additional element after there was already an iser on the maisa bi. As we see in the pasuk, ve'ervas imcha lo segale. Do not be megale the erva of one's mother. That's on the etzem ma'isabia. There's an additional sibas iser. That since she's your mother, and there's a relationship of mother and son, don't be megale her erva to create a different type of relationship of boel and neveles. Because that is a stira, that is a contradiction to the relationship of the mother and the son that you have. Because mitzad, the mother-son relationship, she's the mother, he's the son. It's a hierarchy. She's higher, he's lower. But mitzad, this relationship, he's the bowl, she's the novellus. That already changes things around. And that's an additional issur that the Torah is being meramis to here. That's why the Torah says, imchahi lo segal ervasa. So that's the kfelus in the pasuk. That even though we already said ervas imcha lo segale, we repeat imchai, she's your mother. You're messing up the relationship between son and mother. Now it's becoming bol and avelis. Don't be megala her erva. And then it says it again. It already said for the beginning of the pasuk, ervas imcha lo segale, imchai, ervas imcha lo segale. It already says don't be megala the erva of one's mother. So we have that she's your mother, and you shouldn't be megala her erva. And then the pasuk concludes and says, "Imchahi lo segal ervasa." There's a new iser here. She's your mother, and they're messing with the relationship, and therefore lo segal ervasa. Don't be megala her erva. We don't have that formulation in the other pasukim. Now the psukim it says, "Ervas bas bin chobas bitcha lo segal ervasin kier vas chayna." Ervas bas eisha savicha moleda savicha vechoschi lo segal ervasa. Ervas achos avicha lo segal asher avicha. But here, not only does it repeat the fact that she's imcha, but it says lo segal ervasa because it's a new iser. It's the issue of messing up the relationship, the mother-son relationship, which should be a relationship of kavod, and the son looking up to the mother, and now it's turning it into a yachas of bo'ol and avelis. And now we can explain the Ramban, who's going with the Man D'Yomar that Erva Savicha is Aviv Mamish. And also in Pasuk Yedalit, when it says Ervas Achi Avicha, it's Ervas Achi Aviv Mamish. It's very difficult to understand. Because why don't we also say this about a son and a brother with their wives? Why only an uncle Mamish and a father Mamish? What about a son mamish and a brother mamish? No. Maret wegen de Weiber. We talk about their wives, but they themselves we don't talk about. Why not? So the Ramban says, maybe the Torah was choshesh more l'kavod hazakenim. Your father, your uncle, so it's talking about their mamash, that's kavod hazakenim. We're talking about a son, a brother. There's no kavod hazakenim. But the Chor is shvir to understand the Ramban's kasha. Because Ramban never explained the reason of the Isser of your father and your father's brother. Adarav, the Ramban writes in Pasuk Vav, and the Etzim Isser Arayas, that they're chukim below tam. Sod mi sodos hayitzira, they're secrets of creation. We don't know the reason. So mehechet tesi, that it's so pashut to the Ramban, that because of this secret of the secrets of creation that we have in the father, there's going to be the same secret with the other ones. Maybe there's a secret that dafka the father is going to be usser, and the uncle's going to be usser, but not the son or the brother. How do we know it's a secret? The Ramban is tameis, it's a wonder. How come it doesn't say it by the other, it doesn't answer your brother, your son? Maybe it's a sod. So the sod applies to your father and your uncle. Why? Maybe we don't have why it applies to others as well. So we don't know. So what are you asking questions on sodos for? It's about korcha, we have to say that the Ramban understood bipshitus. That in the Isser of Aviv and Achi Aviv themselves, we're saying that the relationship that assers their wives assers them as well. And therefore they're included in the Isser of their wives. Like the Lashon of the Ramban, Lama lo yaz here, etc., im ervas nishehem. It's together with the erva of their wives. It's the same thing. It's the same gather. And then the Ramban is tamea. Oh! It's the same iser as that of the wives. So eishes b'no and eishes achiv, we should also have an iser b'no and an iser b'achiv. Just like we have an iser on the woman, we should have an iser on the man as well. If the whole iser is stemming from the iser on the woman, then it should apply to the man. If we find by father and uncle that were assuring themselves out their wives, so why don't we say the same thing by sons and brothers? But if that's the pshat, then what is the Ramban's answer? So if their wives are usser. So why don't we ask for them as well? Ramban gives us teretz. The Torah is choshish for kavod zakenim. What do you mean kavod zakenim? That doesn't answer the question. If we ask for their wives, and they're the same gather as the iser of the wife, so then it should apply to them as well. How does it help us that it is by a brother and a son, there's no kavod zakenim involved, so therefore we don't ask for themselves, the brother and the son. The whole issue here is that they're included in the Isser of the father, and including the Isser of the wives, then it should apply to everybody equally. All the men as well, not just their wives. But based on what we said, it's beautiful. The teretz of the Rambam is that the whole Isser is on the Maisabiyah that as long as the Isser is on the Maisabiyah, there's no shaychus between a maisa with an isha and a maisa with an ish. It's a different gether. Maybe in a different shir, we'll talk about the gether of bia zachar. But you can't compare the bia of a woman with a man and a woman with a man and a bia lo leinu with a man and a man. And therefore, you can't aser a man just out to a woman. If it's the etzem maisa bia, since bia zachar is a completely different geder, as hopefully we'll see in a different shir, you can't aser the bia of a zachar because of the bia of his wife, because the bia with his wife is aser, the bia of a zachar is also aser. We can't zogan aser. But with one's father and with one's uncle, that we aser the wife of the father and we aser the wife of the uncle, and we also aser the father and the uncle, that is because the iser of the wife is not just with the maisabia. It's not enough. As we said, different geder, zachar and nekeva, and the maisabia. But rather, because of we're creating a relationship of Boel and Nevelis. Since she's the wife of one's father, or she's the wife of one's father's brother, this relationship now reflects on the relationship to the father and the uncle as well. Because we say that ishto kagufo, she is like the father, she is like the uncle, eshes aviv and eshes achi aviv. They are like their husbands, ishto kagufo. So if we aser them, we're also going to aser their husbands. Why? Because of kavod zakenim. In other words, not as we said in this shir, the yesod is that there's besides the etzem maisa iser of bia, there's also an iser of corrupting relationships. The relationship is of kavod. One has kavod for one's father, one has kavod for one's uncle. Berega that one has bia with his wife, ishto kagufo, that's corrupting the relationship. Now the relationship isn't anymore father's wife, son, uncle's wife, nephew. Now the relationship is Boel and Nevelis. If it's a matter of corrupting relationships, so we can apply that to the bia of the son with the father and the son with the uncle as well. Because the whole reason we answered, besides the etzem ha'isabia. But the whole, besides the etzem ha'isabia, the reason we answer one's father's wife and one's uncle's wife is because it's corrupting the relationship, the kavadika relationship that one must have towards them. Because if ishto kagufo, just like one honors one's father and one's uncle, the same would apply to their wives. And then by having bia, it changes the whole yachas around to the relationship around to be a relationship of Boel and Niveles. The same applies to the father and the uncle themselves, not just to their wives. If we're in the realm of maisa bia, don't learn one to the other, because the maisa bia with the nekeva with their wives is nishta zelba, is not the same as the bia with them. Bia zacha is a different gather. But if we're dealing with corrupting relationships, so this definitely corrupts the relationship, unless until now it was a relationship of son to father, son to uncle, and now by having bia, so now it's a relationship of two equal people having bia, and that's what the Ramban says. It's the kavod zakenim. The reason we have this iser dafka by father and by uncle, that we talk about they themselves and not just their wives, like we find elsewhere that we ask their wives of a son, etc., is because you have to give kavod. And when one has a relationship of son to father and son to father's wife, if one corrupts the relationship by having bia with one's father's wife, because that makes it a Boel and a Nevelis relationship, so then of course the same would apply to one's father. Alright, the only reason it's usher out the when it's usher to the woman is because, as we said, one of the reasons it's usher is because it's corrupting the relationship of kavod. So then of course the same would apply to a father and same to an uncle. When we ask his wife, it's not only out to the maisa bia, but it's corrupting the relationship between one and his aunt, who he's supposed to have kavod for, and now it's Boel and Nevelis. So the same would apply to the uncle himself. One should have kavod for one's uncle, and by having bia, it changes the whole relationship from son to uncle, son to father, to Boel and Nivel. But in the other arayas, where there's no yachas of kavod, then we're only going to forbid the woman. The man's going to be usher because of mishkab zachar, of course, but we're not because of, because he's destroying the kavod. There's no necessity of kavod, there's an obligation of kavod. then the only Yisr is going to be out to the Maisabiyah. But when you're talking about one's father and one's uncle, where there's a covered relationship, so by having bia with their wives, one is destroying this covet, and by having bia with they themselves, one is destroying the covet. It's going to apply to both. And this might explain the lashon in the Gemara and the Sugya and the Nundalad Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Marab Nachwi Abal Aviv Chayev Shtayim. If a guy has bia with his father, he's chayev twice, zachar and erves avicha, and if he has bia with his father's brother, he's also chayev twice, erves achi avicha and mishkav zachar. Amarava mistabra milsa de Rabbi Yehuda. It makes sense that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't talking to Emes about a guy who has bia with his father and his father's brother. It's talking rather about, it's not about a goy, but rather about Yisrael b'shogeg uva karbon. It's talking about a Jew, and he did it b'shogeg, and we're talking about tuchi of chiyuve karbon. V'haydu kamer nachri lishnim aliyu, and that it says nachri, it's a lashon akiyah. V'yisal kadaitach nachri mamish. If you think it's mamish talking about a nachri, dino mai niuktala. What's the din? The din is Misa, even B'shogeg. So once it's Misa, Basrai Katli Kataltale. After he's killed, one's going to kill him again. What's this Tuchiyuvim? So it must be talking about a Yisrael and B'shogeg and talking about a carbon. So why are we using this Lashon Akiyah here and not by other Arayas? Dafka by Aviv and Achi Aviv. We use this Lashon Akiyah talking about a Nachri, not a Jew, Chas V'Shalom. It's Lashon Naki. Leave us out of it. And also to take a Jew and call him a Goy, that doesn't seem to be such a Lashon Naki, Lashon Akiyah, Lashon Ma'aliyah. And that's why generally we don't call people who do averis, we don't call them nachris. It's not so nice. So why dafka here do we say akum? It's called an akum. What's the lishna malya here? So based on what we said, we can explain that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to teach us the yisod ha'isra miyuchad, that it's not because of the mice itself. Rather, it's because of the chalois hayachas shebeinoi lebein aviv. It's because of the special relationship that one has with one's father. And that's why there's a special issue with one's father himself. Because maise ze poigea be'etzem amohus hanachoina shel agavra. This maise damages, impedes the very essence of the relationship with this person. Because you have the man and then you have the one we brought into the world, and then to have a physical intimate relationship with such a person is a complete corruption of the honor one is supposed to feel. So there's a change in mahus over here. There's a change in the person's essence. Until now he was his father, until now he was his uncle. There's a special relationship of kavod. And now, Rachmana Litzlan, they're having bia. Ayve is near. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, Akum! What's a goy? A goy is a completely different essence. That's what we're saying here. When they do this maisa, it's changing the whole mahutz of the relationship, the whole essence of the relationship, just like a goy is essentially different than a Jew. So we're also saying that this Jew is acting like a goy. It's also true. But in addition, we're saying that he's changing. As a Jew, he's changing his whole essence. There's no longer the proper relationship. It's a corruption of the relationship of the hierarchy. And therefore, Dafka here in this context, we use this Lashon of Nachri, of Goy. So we still have a long way to go. And I hope to, in the Yirtzeh Hashem, continue the next time. B'li neder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me the koach and the moach. And we should be zocha l'ulmod u'lelamed lishmor b'lasos. U'lekayim is called divrei samu teretz v'yahava. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, tzadidus, and mazpura.